Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our channel and our 6 p.m. video. What if I could tell you that there's some stocks that are still going up right now that I'd feel pretty comfortable with you buying? Now, I understand that the market is starting to look a little tired and possibly ready to pull back. So with these stocks, I am going to tell you to be careful, even though they are on the move, but have stops in place to protect you just in case the market wants to pull back. But these are stocks that are on the move, and which ones you should buy now and which ones you should stay away from right now. And right now in the software, here is a watch list average on a graph of the five stocks that I'm getting ready to talk about. Now, you don't know what they are yet, but by looking at this graph, looking at this trend line, again, a down day today, but looking at this trend line, we've got trigger, we've got trend. My first question is, would you buy into these stocks? And if the answer is yes, then, you know, let's take a look at what these stocks are. And I've got news that I want to show you. Apple's iPhone sales in China plunged 24% as Huawei popularity surges. So two companies going into the Chinese market that are having issues. We've got Tesla going against Boyd, and Boyd is beating them. And then you've got Apple in China, has been in China, but Huawei is now moving up the chain. Would I buy Apple right now? As much as you know that I love Apple, we're going to do some analysis on it. Remember, these are stocks are on the move. I didn't say that they were going up or going down, but they're on the move, and Apple is definitely on the move, but to the downside. Target beat earnings. Nice. We will get back to growth mode. I like that in regards to any stock with any company that's going to say that, especially if the forward guidance is pointing in that direction. Target beats earnings in a nice way. I like this pick. Meta. Now, this is interesting because a lot of you today got affected by Meta. Facebook's Instagram was down for hundreds of thousands of users across the globe. Now, the thing about this for me is I think that people are going to have a short memory because they're so entrenched in Facebook and Instagram, and that they are going to be fine. Meta is going to be fine. We'll take a look at that. Bitcoin surges to a record above $69,000 on sustained ETF demand, and that they're going to be having, because, you know, people need to be able to buy into Bitcoin. But the demand finally is kicking off to be able to trade Bitcoin, but on an ETF level instead of buying Bitcoin outright. Again, you all know how I feel about Bitcoin, but if the opportunities present themselves to be able to buy them, then I'm always going to be on board for that for you as well. Another one, gold climbs to a record as momentum builds on bets over Fed pivot. What's going to help gold, which is going to help the cryptos, is if the Fed does cut rates. Now, you all know, if you've seen me on the channel, especially on the lives, on the live streams, you know how, what I think about the Fed. I think we only get one cut this year, possibly. Actually, I even stated we may not even get any cuts this year, but we'll see. But if they do cut rates, gold is going to rise. So we'll take a look at that. So let's go back into the software. As I mentioned, this is the watch list average of the five stocks that I'm looking at. And man, that looks very appetizing. But again, I do like that these stocks gap down, fill the gap. I've got another gap down, far from filling the gap to the downside, and they do have upside. And here's the list. So I've got Meta. I've got an ETF for Bitcoin, IBIT. Target is in the list. Apple is in the list. And for gold, we have GLD. The biggest thing I want you to get from this, from the stocks that are going up, is to sort this list by RT. Every stock besides Apple has an RT above one. So all of these are in uptrends. Gold could be just starting its uptrend. I definitely want to keep my eyes on there. VST, they all have VSTs above one. Which ones go up more than they go down? Meta, this is why I say I think people are going to have a short memory in the outage that happened today. A lot of people think that their phones were hacked. I haven't seen any news in regards to that. So I don't know what happened, but whatever it is, AT&T had this happen last week as well. So there's a, you know, I'm still a big fan of cybersecurity stocks. That's another big thing for me. I've talked about it before, but that's a conversation for another time. Look at the iShares on Bitcoin with a CI at 1.27, 1.29. Apple actually has a CI of 1.17, but I would stay away from Apple. This is a stock that I would not buy right now. Let's go take a look at which ones I would buy, which ones I wouldn't buy. Let's take a graph of all of these. We're going to be looking at the MPI layout where I can see trend and I can see trigger all at the same time on the graph. And I'm going to look at this one other way as well. Meta, look at that. Fell today right to a level of support sitting at 486. I think that they're going to be just fine. Beautiful trend. RT is up there. I'm going to say Meta is still a good buy, but I'd make sure I buy it on an up day. I'm looking at the Bitcoin. Big move to the, well, not big, but a big bar to the downside. But overall, looking at trend, looking at the trigger, I think that this is a hot spot to be. Make sure this ETF, and there's several of them out there, but I like this one. Make sure you buy on an up day. Apple is the one that I would stay away from. You all know how I love Apple, but Apple, you know, Apple's got the fine. Their sales are going down. Innovation is not where it was when Steve Jobs was around. I do know that they are doing some things in the background right now from an AI perspective, which would help to push them up. But right now, I would not be playing Apple. Next, we have gold. Look at that move. Look at that move. Little indecision today. We got trigger. We've had trend for a minute, even when it was moving sideways. But now it's starting to come into fruition. And RT is just getting above one. Target, nice earnings play. Even before that, the stock was steadily moving higher. I don't have trigger, but I do have trend for those of you who are looking to own the stock long term. Folks, these are stocks that are on the move, whether bullish or bearish. And I think that these are good plays for you to keep your eyes on. I've given you the four that I like, the one that I don't like. Take it at your own consideration, number one. Number two, watch the market. Watch the market. And no matter which ones of these you may think you want to buy, make sure you have stops in place. Folks, for all of you who are not subscribers to the channel, I invite you right now to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon so that you'll be alerted to when videos like this come out. If you like the content that we did today, make sure you hit the like button. Let me know what stocks you're thinking about that are on the move right now that you are either in or would consider getting in. I might make another video with your picks. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. TV Nation, did you know that there are 7 deadly sins that could keep you from consistently making money in the market? If you would like to know more about those sins, and if you are falling victim to any of them, go right now to www.vectorvest.com/YT7sins to get your free report. You don't want to miss out on this, so do that right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.